אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Multidisciplinary designer Ilan El trained and practiced as an architect before moving to Australia from Israel in 2005. Since then, he has established a product design practice specializing in the design and production of bespoke lighting and large-scale light-based installations. Ilan's work has been a prominent feature internationally at numerous acclaimed design fairs. He continues to enjoy great success abroad, designing bespoke for high-end residences everywhere from Qatar to the Cotswolds. Closer to home, his installations and work have been presented at the Melbourne Design Fair, Melbourne Design Week, the Triennial, and the War Memorial in Canberra. Ilan is based in St. Kilda in Melbourne, and we have him with us now. Welcome, Ilan.
Hello, Marielle. Thank you for having me.
Can you please tell us how it is that you became the lighting extraordinaire that you are?
Thank you for the compliments. I started my way as an architect in the design world, and from there, basically, once you study architecture, you can, you know, every door will open. I practiced that for a few years, and that's where I discovered lighting. Lighting in the sense of design and working with all the elements that be behind it. It was a restaurant that I had to design a light for, and which I did, and I basically fell in love with the medium. Specifically because, unlike probably any other object, it's got a dual mode of existence. There's the on and the off. And you get a chance to look at an item, at a product, from those two perspectives. How does it look? How does it function as an object in a space when it's off? And what happened to that space and the inhabitants within that space whilst you turn it on? Light is not just functional. We don't need light just to see our way. It's an emotional thing as well, and it affects us in that way.
I'd also just like to let our listeners know that I'm actually looking at Ilan now sitting in his studio, and there's this changing light behind him. It's covering a spectrum of different colours at the moment. Right now it's green, before it was yellow, and then we'll see what it turns into now. But it's quite amazing how you look different in the light as well that's emanating from behind you.
Specifically, this is one of my more recent artworks where I use images of horizons. That specific photo was taken the horizon of Port Phillip Bay here in Victoria. The light source is basically centered around the horizon, and there's an uplight and a downlight. So there's two basically light sources there. And it goes through the whole spectrum of colors. So it goes through all the millions and millions of views.
Ilan, I know that you've had quite a lot of success with your installations as well. I know that you featured at the Triennial at the National Gallery of Victoria. You also were at Melbourne Design Week. Is that correct? In last year, you were at Melbourne Design Week.
Yes, I have been participating in Melbourne Design Week since its inception in 2017. In a few years, I have organized a group show myself under various topics. And I'm usually very much looking forward to it, to Melbourne Design Week. It's the only time of year that I'm the client of myself. So I decide what I'm creating and what I want to say, what I want to put out there. Where, you know, the rest of the year, basically, you work with clients and bring their visions to light in some way. Specifically, the NGV Triennial back in 2020, they commissioned one of my pieces in a large-scale version for the Triennial. So that was a very honoring thing. And to know that one of your creations is part of the NGV permanent collection, that is wonderful. I just came back from Canberra after a year of work here in Melbourne to produce design that I made for the Australian War Memorial. I was commissioned to design and manufacture, basically, two pendant lights for the central staircase within the old part of the building. Nowadays, it's been completely rehauled and they added the whole entrance underground and changed a lot of things. It looks pretty magnificent.
Would you say that's your biggest moment, having been featured in the Australian War Memorial in Canberra?
Probably, yes. Probably yes.
Yeah.
It is one of those amazing moments in your career when it's you feel that things are really coming your way and people understand your value and what you can really bring to the plate and the scale of things you can create and the details that are important. So yes, that's that's a career highlight. They came to me. They contacted me end of last year and literally out of nowhere. They heard about me from someone else and they, you know, gave me the brief. This is what we're up to. This is what we need. So started to work with them hand in hand. The head of design from War Memorial flew down to Melbourne to meet us in the studio, just, you know, to show them our capabilities, meet and discuss everything in face to face. And we took it from there. And unlike a lot of inspiration sources that they supplied, I chose the actual Australian Memorial database. I remember going searching through the whole website for anything to do with light. And I found those beautiful lanterns that were donated to the War Memorial by a soldier that rescued one of them from a ship named HMAS Canberra that was sunk in the Solomon Island War back in 1948. And that little lantern basically led the way or lit the way to that person to come back to safety. So that was the source of inspiration for the two big lanterns that we made for the War Memorial in the staircase and, you know, bring the light in and show the way as well.
And before, when you were mentioning about Melbourne Design Week, did you manage to make friends or sort of get close to other artists and designers who you drew inspiration from?
Specifically, community from literally all walks of life. The community, the design community here, the Melbourne Design Week is spread all over Melbourne. And if you are participating, so you basically anchor down to your event most of the time. Still, I do jump around and go to see other people and other work. It's important to support. The NGVA themselves come to view the shows as well from time to time. In terms of community, yes, there is a design community here in Melbourne. It's a big one. In many ways, we do know each other, specifically you, if you work with light or any other specific area, in terms of, you know, people that design lights here in Melbourne. So we know of each other. And sometimes we even help each other and assist each other with various bits and pieces.
Let me ask you a more provocative question on the arts. How do you rate Melbourne as opposed to, or the state of Victoria as opposed to other states in the country vis-a-vis our appreciation for art?
When I first came to Australia, I had the option to either do my master's in Melbourne or in Sydney. I chose Melbourne because Melbourne is really known to be the creative state of Australia. This is where, you know, everything happened. And I see it from all my colleagues everywhere in Australia. A lot of them do struggle to fabricate and manufacture things in various cities, unlike Melbourne. In Melbourne, you can make anything you want. That's a great benefit of working and residing in this place. Yeah, in beautiful
Interesting.
Melbourne.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.